The United States Embassy to the Holy See today sponsored the second in a series of town hall meetings on migration, this time talking about the experience of women. The event brought together government officials, church leaders, and those who themselves have lived through various types of migration. The United States Ambassador to the Holy See, Miguel Diaz, spoke to us about the event.
One of the reasons why we decided to host this conversation is because half of the migrants are women. So this has been characterized as the feminization of the migration experience. As you know, we have begun a series of conversations around this topic, and we thought that it was important to devote one of these topics or one of these conversations exclusively to women in migration.
And the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See, what can the embassy do in order to help the migrants?
One of the things that we heard loud and clear today, and I think I would, you know, perhaps call it, this is our, you know, a fivefold rule that was suggested in the conference today, was that number one, we need to listen. We need to listen to the experiences of women, and put aside prejudices and put aside prejudgments and listen to their stories and listen to the reasons why they migrate and listen to their, you know, to their cry and to their needs and to their vision. Number two, we need to integrate clearly all migrants, but in particular today we talked about integrating women, integrating them into in healthy ways into society, integrating their visions and their in many ways integrating their contributions. We also spoke about respect and defense of basic human rights. When it came to the personal rights of women and the social rights that accompany migrants and in terms of the laws established at the international level. Number four, we spoke about valuing diversity. And this is something that we all have to work at. We all have to increase in our understanding of and our appreciation for diversity. And then fifth, we talked about engaging in constructive, ongoing conversations. This is not something that is done with a conference and it's not done in 2 hours. It is an ongoing process whereby we engage one another in ways that can bring about the common good.